Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to help us understand your word, Father God. Give us wisdom and knowledge, Father God. Father God, most of all, help us apply it to our lives. Help us to be hearers and doers of your word. Father God, we also ask you to forgive us of any sins we've done, knowing and unknowingly, Father God. Bless the ones that are hearing this devotional and bless the ones that are reading it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So we're on our last day of our memory verse of the week, which is Psalms 102 and 17. He will hear his forsaken people and listen to their prayer. Psalms 102 and 17. The verse of the day is John 14:14. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:14. Both these verses can be found at the bottom of the bio in the verse. Subject is powerful name of Christ. Christian truth, so I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I am powerful through Jesus. I'm calling on his name. I am free. I am loving. The power that's behind the name of Jesus is incredible. It doesn't matter what you're going through. When you say his name, everything ceases. Jesus gave us the authority to use his name to cast out spirits, to heal the sick, and much more. But it's up to us to use it. Some people feel his power or that his anointing can be bought, and it came. His anointing can only be used by his children. A lot of times we don't use it because either we feel we can't use it or that it's for a certain type of people. The most amazing story I found in the Bible, and by the way, I think every story is fantastic, but the one story I love is when they came to arrest Jesus, and he asked, who are they looking for? And he spoke, and they fell back because the power that was upon Jesus. He didn't have to say who he was. People knew by his countenance because of his presence. They could feel the power off of him. John 18:4-6, Jesus of Nazareth, they replied, I am he, Jesus said. And Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground. See, the power upon Jesus in his name is powerful. He wants us to use it when necessary. When I start praying for people and laying hands and healing the sick, my mother said, Lou, you're not healing anyone. Jesus is. And you make sure you use his name. And every time I pray, I use it because there's no power in my name. It's no power in your name, but it's power in the name of Jesus. John 14:13-14. Wherever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. This confirms that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, he will do so. When we use his name and walk in the authority of the Almighty Jesus, everything must bow. In Philippians 2:9-11 says this, therefore God has highly exalted him, bestowed on him the name above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth, under the earth, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's why demons would tremble when they felt his presence. One time Jesus walked on a shore and a man with a demon in him couldn't be chained. And the demon within the man asked, what do you want from me? Why are you torturing me? See, the anointing that Jesus has is so powerful. Demons, sickness must stay, can't stay in the midst. And they must leave. Still, Philippians tells us that every tongue will confess, every spiritualist, every atheist, every warlock, every witch will have to confess that Jesus is Lord. They can deny his power now. They can say what they want now. But when judgment day comes, they will see who is the true God. Luke 4:41, and demons also came out of many crying, you are the Son of God. But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew who he was, the Christ. Mark 5:7, crying out with a loud voice, he said, what have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Man, Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torture me. Mark 1:24, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. The Holy Spirit wants to know that the gift of healing, casting out demons, and performing miracles isn't of the old days. It is now. We must take and walk in authority. We can't do anything without Jesus. A lot of times we are weak because we don't eat the word of God and we don't use the name of Christ. Today, if you're feeling less, you feel like you are alone. You are not. Jesus is with you. He gave you the authority to conquer any demonic spirit using his name because of its power in it. Today, we learned that it is power in the name of Christ. And when we use it, we are claiming victory through him. The power of Jesus' name will send any spirit back to the pits of hell. But we must be bold in every day and pray for the boldness of God so that we can defeat the yoke or chains of the enemy. This week, we also learn about the callousness. And when we have callous in our heart, we can't walk powerfully in the anointing or power of his name, because sin is blocking us from being effective. But every day we must push forward and tell God what we need from him. We also talked about keeping the word hidden in our heart. But to do this, we must read it. That's why we can use it when we are walking in the light. We can spend our days walking in bitterness, strife, anger, and pain. But those things won't give us what Christ can. And he will when we study our word to show ourselves approved. If you're having issues walking in the light, give all your situation to God today. And he will help you walk in the light and authority he wants to give you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything. We thank you for allowing your son to die for us and give us life. Father, we thank you for the freedom and love, and we ask you to continue to help us through our situation. Lord, we thank you for another week. We thank you for the favor and blessings you have blessed us with. Lord, we love you so much, and we give you glory and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So the reference of today is John 16:23-24. And in that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be filled. John 16:23-24. John 14:13-14. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, for that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:13-14. Revelation 19:16. In his robe and his thigh, he has written, name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Further reading, Proverbs 18. 1 Thessalonians 2, Psalms 53, and 1 Samuel 17. This ends the powerful name of Christ. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loved you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.